My mission, my passion, my movement is about the wildly audacious and ambitious moms who see what's possible and decide that it gets to be possible for them too. So that is the conversation that we are having today. And I'm going to go through and talk about three key components within this: how to be a six-figure VA.
Welcome to the Booked Out with Bree podcast. I'm your host, Bree Kane, and I'm a mom of three young girls who decided to unapologetically claim my dream life, the six-figure business, the freedom to have random ice cream dates with my girls at 1 p.m. or hire a babysitter for some alone time. I help women and moms claim all of themselves, be all of themselves, and live their biggest, boldest lives unapologetically. If you're ready to book out your business and your life with joy, fun, and ease, let's jump into this episode.
Hello everyone. I'm so happy, so excited to be here. MomXVA is the community for moms who want to redefine what's possible in motherhood. The moms who don't want to have to choose between themselves or their kids, between being a mom or having a career that they are wildly and massively in love with. I truly believe that we get to have it all as moms. And the way that I have found that to be possible and to be true for me and hundreds of women that I've worked with this year is through the virtual assistant industry. I am obsessed with the virtual assistant industry, obsessed with being a VA, because it gives us the best of motherhood. We have a flexible schedule. We have consistent income every single month. We still get our own purpose and autonomy in motherhood. I started as originally I went back to work after my first baby. And then I was a stay-at-home mom for 5.5 years before I found the VA industry. And in those 5.5 years, I tried all the things. I did all the things. I was looking for a way to have connection and income and purpose and autonomy and motherhood. I love motherhood. And I also really love having something that I myself am wildly passionate about. And so I did the direct sales. I did affiliate marketing, trying to be an influencer, all the things. One of the biggest pain points or struggles that I found through that was the inconsistent income, that you had to rely on someone else to buy something or join something. And some months were great. Some months it was like, wow, like I put in hours of work and did not see the ROI there. And what I love about the VA industry is that you book your clients for the long term. So you are not having to look for clients every single month. You find those soul aligned, dreamy clients, and they want you in their business for years. You book the 2K a month client, for example, you're golden. That is 2K every single month, locked and loaded. And then one of my favorite things to do ever is to support my students with scaling strategies so that you do not have to trade your hours for dollars. You get paid based on the value that you provide. And it's so fun. It truly makes being a VA, being in the VA industry, limitless with what you can do. I've taken my own business to a multi six-figure year within the VA industry. And this is all stuff that I support my students with. It's so fun to see them crush it. We are celebrating just in the last month, a couple of my students have hit their 10K months, which is amazing and so massive. So on that note, speaking of 10K months, what we are talking about today is how to be a six-figure VA, and what is the difference between a six-figure VA and a four-figure VA? Because if you have big goals, dreams, ambitions, you are going to show up very differently than if you are looking for $300 a month clients or even $1,000, $2,000 a month. It's all amazing and it all counts, but my mission, my passion, my movement is about the wildly audacious and ambitious moms who see what's possible and decide that it gets to be possible for them too. So that is the conversation that we are having today. And I'm going to go through and talk about three key components within this: how to be a six-figure VA, and what is the difference between a six-figure VA and a four-figure VA. And I'm going to go through strategy, mindset, and embodiment, and leave you with some really tangible action items that you can implement and embody essentially to be the six-figure VA. And one of the things that I also really want to leave you with before we go into this conversation is being a six-figure VA is an intention. And that intention comes before you see the six figures in your bank account. So you have to decide today, who am I going to be in my business? What kind of business do I want to build? And do I want to be that six-figure VA? If you do, amazing. You can so do it. So with that, let's dive in. And first, let's explore what's the difference between a six-figure VA and I'm going to call it a newbie VA. And again, I want you to think and integrate and embody that six-figure VA and newbie VA has nothing to do with the amount of income that you are currently making. And it has nothing to do with the amount of experience you have as a VA. You can be a six-figure VA today. You can also be a newbie VA today. So let's talk about what the difference is. A newbie VA is someone who feels they have, or maybe they don't. I'm going to say they feel like they have no plan or strategy, but also maybe they do. They have no plan or strategy. What am I doing? I have no idea. Let's throw spaghetti at the wall. Let me do like hours of Google searches, try and figure out what's going on. And then also that lack of clarity and lack of confidence and uncertainty and what they can offer, how they can translate their experience into services, pricing, packages, messaging, positioning, all of that. So really what I want you to get is that being a newbie VA is a feeling you don't have the confidence or clarity, no plan, no strategy, don't know what to offer, don't know what to price, don't know how to package, don't know how to position yourself. And it's really this mindset and embodiment that comes into, oh crap, like, what am I doing? Now, on the other hand, a six-figure VA has a very well-defined strategy. They have scaling pathways. So they know how to get to those six figures. They have strategies in place. They have offers in place, packages in place. And on that note, their services and their niche are really dialed in. And one of the things that I love, like this, business strategy is my jam, but it's say six figures are your goal. That is, if you want to have 100K a year, that's 8K months. Now, do we have offers and packages that are pathways to that? If you had two 3K packages and then one 2K a month package, that's your 8K months. And so it's having the pathways, the income pathways, things that people can purchase that will put you right in line with your financial goals. So that is the difference between a newbie and a six-figure VA, very much strategy, confidence, the concrete strategic pathways that will get you to those six figures. Now, that's strategy. Let's talk about mindset. The difference between a newbie and a six-figure VA. The newbie sits in imposter syndrome, in self-doubt, in not really trusting if they can do this. And some of it's that energetic decision, like I'm all freaking in. It's not about how do I do this? But it's, I'm going to figure this out no matter what. There is no plan B. A six-figure VA has really tapped into their confidence, their resiliency, and abundance mindset. And it's not, again, it's not about how many years of experience you have. It's not about how much money you're currently making. These are identities. Do you identify as a newbie VA or a six-figure VA? And for six-figure VAs, it's remembering that you don't need prior VA experience to book out your virtual assistant business. You leverage your professional background. And with that, like right there is all the confidence in the world. You get to use all of the experience and skills that you already have and create this forward-facing brand and identity as a six-figure VA. And the abundance mindset of knowing there's so many businesses out there looking for virtual assistants. If one thing doesn't work out, no problem. It wasn't aligned. On to the next. Keep trucking forward. Keep going. The resiliency, like no matter what, no plan B, I'm all in. I am building a six-figure VA brand. And so thinking like how to really cultivate that confidence and that resiliency. One of the things that I always fall back on, and as I was building my own business, it's I only fail if I quit. Like keeping going and seeing every challenge, every pain point, or when you do have that, the inevitable imposter syndrome or self-doubt, intentionally choosing to reframe that and seeing and believing what's possible. And I love in those instances to look at expanders, look at people who are doing the thing. Everyone started from ground zero, everyone. So the people that you see, you're like, wow, they have the multi six figure business and they're showing up with so much confidence. Like remembering there was a day one for them as well. And using that as inspiration of, okay, they led themselves through this journey. They did this. This is what's possible for me too. All I have to do is decide and go all in. And then another thing to really cultivate, not only the mindset of a six figure VA, but also the strategy. This is huge, is personal development, continuous learning. Business owners, there's these wild studies. I remember I worked at a tech company for several years before I had my first baby. And the CEO was a founder who, like a Bill Gates story, dropped out of college and started this tech company. And he was wildly passionate about continuous learning. And they had this whole learning library and personal development books. And he would always share these statistics. I can't remember exactly what it is, but it's like CEOs and business owners read 3 books a week, or it was something wild like that. And really giving yourself permission to be a lifelong student, a lifelong learner. If there's anywhere in your sphere, your environment, your bubble where you don't feel confident, whether that's mindset or strategy, there's a very easy way to solve that, a very easy way to fix that. And confidence really comes from having strategy. If you have concrete strategy, proven roadmap to follow, templates and scripts, like you know what to say, you know what to do, you know what your next steps are, that really lends itself to the confidence that you find in the mindset in a six-figure VA. So really committing yourself to the process of learning and that resiliency of knowing, oh my gosh, this is going to feel wild and crazy. And I'm totally outside of my comfort zone, but I trust the process because I know what's out there for me. There's so much magic and so much greatness, and valuing your time and your energy of, are you going to spend hours a day looking for job opportunities or hours a day on Google searches? Or if you're a busy mom, like you probably don't have hours a day to do that. So it's valuing your time, your resources, your intention, your energy, and getting the confidence, the clarity, the strategy from any kind of professional development, books, podcasts, courses, programs, mom to VA, for example, and giving yourself permission to learn what you don't know. That is one of the things that I've seen in business. And the business owners that have the biggest and fastest results, most likely, oftentimes what I see is it's when they invest in themselves, they invest in an expert to help them get there fast. It collapses time, expedites results, all of that. Okay, so we've talked about strategy and mindset. Let's talk about embodiment. Do you know what is embodiment? It is the culmination of strategy and mindset into the actions and the identity that you take. So we're combining mindset and strategy and talking about embodiment and thinking, if you think about a newbie VA versus a six-figure VA, that is also a very different vibe and feeling. Newbie, lack of clarity, lack of confidence. I have no idea what I'm doing. The six-figure VA is, I might not have any experience, but my goodness, I'm going to figure this out. And my goodness, I have big goals. And my goodness, I am not quitting. Like I am all freaking in and committing to that learning, like investing in strategy and growth, because that will give you the ability to confidently embody the six-figure VA that you know you are meant to be. So thinking too, like one of my favorite things is you really get to decide in business and in your virtual assistant brand who you want to be. And your portfolio is your prospective client's first impression of you. So you really have a choice here, is infusing into your brand and your messaging and your positioning. Am I a newbie VA? Am I a six-figure VA? Which again, reminder, it has nothing to do with how much experience you have or how much money you are making. The decision to be a six-figure VA comes before the six figures in your bank account. So you have to decide today who's deciding, who's declaring, raise your hand, I am a six-figure VA. Okay, so on that note, a couple of things to embody the success and the identity of a six-figure VA. Here's some tangible action steps that you can take. The first one is to set clear goals. Know where you're going. It's like if you think about, you pull up Google Maps on your phone and you're just holding it there looking at the map. If you don't plug in an address, that car, one, the car will probably go nowhere. Or it's going to be, oh, there's something shiny over there. Oh, this looks cool. Oh, let's do some digital marketing. You're like, no, I'm a six-figure VA. You plug that address into your maps and you are laser focused on making that happen. So really having this vision of what you want to achieve. And Another tip on that note too, I really love to bring in the somatic experience of what it would be like to have that thing using your whole five senses. So if you can imagine as a six-figure VA, close your eyes, what would that day look like for you? What would you be wearing? What would you be saying? What would you be doing? What do you see in front of you? What do you smell? Are you holding this rich, delicious cup of coffee and really infusing that in? And then the other thing on that note is, what would being a six-figure VA allow you to have and to do? If it's your goal is to put your children into private school, like you want to fund the private school education through having your six-figure VA business, go tour those private schools now. Viscerally get a feeling of what that would be like to walk in there every day, to have your children go there. And that also is your roadmap. And that is so much more powerful than the fleeting motivation. We decide to set a new goal and I'm going to work out every day at 6 a.m. like for the next year in 2024. And you wake up the first couple of days, you're like, this is amazing, I'm so on it. And then the fourth day, the alarm strikes at 5:30 in the morning, you're like, oh, no way. But when you have that visceral somatic five senses experience on the other end, that is intrinsic, like it goes beyond motivation because you are intrinsically like wired for that. So that's a tip too on really setting clear goals, is to think about what you would be doing and then actually go do the thing as if. Like, for example, something for me, through my business, I will be buying my dream horse in 2024. And just last night, I was looking at horses for sale. And it's not the right time. We got to put up fencing at our property first. But just imagining, like, I would buy that horse. Ooh, that horse looks really cool. Oh, maybe I need to increase my budget a little bit. Oh, let me grow the business. Getting in that, if you want to buy a new car, go to the car dealership. Go look at cars. Get the feeling of what it will be like when you have that thing. And that's intrinsically wiring you to have motivation instead of external motivation, which goes away in a couple of days, like the honeymoon phase is over. Okay. And then the next thing is really cultivating that mindset through the forward facing identity. And one of the most powerful words, or two of the most powerful words that you can say that will help over time to rewire your neurological pathways is the words I am. So you are programming your brain. And even I could go down a whole rabbit hole of neuroscience, but the reticular activating system is a filter in our brain of what it looks for. If you can think about, there's so much external noise and visual, all of that. And our brain like literally filters out what it thinks is important for us to focus on. And so when you can really essentially program your brain and your reticular activating system to your forward-facing identity, I am a six-figure VA. I own my dream horse. All of that, you are programming your reticular activating system in your brain to look for evidence of that. And choosing too, the self-doubt, the imposter syndrome, it happens to everyone, no matter where you're at in business. But one of the things that successful business owners get really good at is reframing. When they have those feelings, they ask themselves, is this true? Do I want this to be true? And they choose to intentionally correct those thoughts and refocus them on where they're going in the future, and essentially rewiring those neurological pathways to believe and look for and see evidence of that being possible and that being real in the moment. The next thing is continued learning. Like 1000%. Personally, myself, I would not be where I am in business if I had not invested wildly into my skill set, my knowledge, my embodiment, my identity, all of it. It was very much a forward-facing decision. I actually had a really cool conversation with a friend recently, and people want to know, there's people talking in the community, like, how did you build such a big business in 1 year? Like, how did that really happen? Tell us the real story. And this is what I told her. I told her that I had invested, when I made $132 in 6 months, my first 6 months in business, I had invested well over 20K. in my growth and education. And she's, that's really cool for you, but most people don't have that money laying around. And I was like, I didn't either. Most, I would say the majority, take out business loans. I leverage resources available to me in that forward-facing identity and embodiment and invested wildly. And as my business started growing, I would continue to cash flow the growth, and then repay the business loans essentially that got me to where I am. And so really thinking through, as a business owner, not
It's always that frame of, if we make decisions from our current reality, I can't afford it. I can't do this. I'm not a six-figure VA. That's going to create more of the current reality. Like when you want to go somewhere, you have big goals and dreams, you need to make decisions from that place. That creates that reality. Decisions from the current place creates more of the current reality. And so really investing in, this is 1000% my personal story and, you know, how I support my students is through that expert guidance, that proven roadmap. The confidence and clarity comes from having the strategy where you know exactly what to say and do. It cuts out hours of guesswork every single day. And it's not just the tangible time that it saves, but it's also the mental energy. If you can imagine poring over 15 different articles, oh my gosh, this thing says this, what do I do? Versus here's the pathway, here's the script, here's the template, here's what you do next. And you're like, free, clear, calm, I got this. I am a six-figure VA. And then the other thing, oh my gosh, the next thing is an action-oriented approach. And this is another really cool conversation, but a reflection, it was actually on a training with one of my mentors. She was talking about how the education system is a bit flawed because we end up in school from the time we're 5 until college, 21, 22, and we're in this constant state of learning. And then suddenly it ends and we're expected then to go out and implement everything that we've learned for the past, what would that be, like 16, 17 years? And she's like, that's so flawed because that's not how people actually learn. The best way to learn is in action through the implementation, which is also why I think it's so valuable. Don't let your learning end when you get out of college or out of school, high school, but also the best way to learn is through implementation. So getting in that action mindset where you're taking in a training and then before you even go to the next training, you are already implementing the things that you have learned through that training. It makes me think, one of my students in Audacious, my Inner Circle Mastermind, where we have business owners scaling to 10K months. It's so fun because we had the most amazing call yesterday and we essentially built her brand and went from like lack of clarity, like Brie, like how do I put everything that I'm passionate about into one brand? We built it out. And then you can see it in my stories. I was like, I already know as I write this story, sharing about our super cool call and conversation, I already know Heather's implementing right now. She sends me a message and she's like, how did you know? I've literally been working on it all day. And so this is a success characteristic. Success leaves clues. The people who have the biggest success in business and in life are the ones who aren't sitting, waiting, wondering, studying for hours and hours. They are implementing. It's that messy forward action. Learning as you go is the best way. Then the other thing is building trust with yourself and your network. The way you do one thing is the way you do most things. So really building trust first with yourself, like I'm going to do the things that I say I'm going to do. And your community and your network sees that as well. And that builds trust with them, which lends itself to the credibility and the authority of your six-figure VA brand. And then the other thing, we talked a little bit about this, is overcoming challenges. Knowing that in entrepreneurship and life, it's a wild and crazy ride. And most times things work out differently than we could have imagined. And but always looking back in hindsight, correct me if I'm wrong, but if you think back on hindsight, you're like, it all worked out as it should. It all led me to here, and here is where I meant to be right now. So trusting that as you go through the roller coaster of life and entrepreneurship, it's all a learning opportunity. It's all for your greater good. It's all for your growth. And then the last thing is playing the long game versus the short game. And one of the biggest things I've learned is to really release the how and the timeline. In that when you have the identity and the embodiment of a six-figure VA, the rest solves itself. If you are just wildly committed to being the six-figure VA, you will, especially when you have that support, learning, development, all of that, you will take the necessary actions to get there and you don't have to dissect every single step. And the more you can really lean in, tap into and trust your inner intuition and authority, you will be guided to be that person and the rest falls into place. So really thinking through strategically, where do you want to go? And the identity, the embodiment, the actions that will get you there. If you're not sure of those things, put yourself into rooms, mentors, programs, courses that will give you the strategy and the clarity so you can confidently do that. And then I would love to hear reflections. Let me know, send me a message. Where do you see the biggest area of opportunity to bridge the gap from where you are now to the six-figure VA that you know you are meant for. I know it. I can see it for you so clearly. You are a six-figure VA. I love you so much. Thank you for sharing this time with me. I will see you next week.
Thank you for listening in. I'm so excited to hear your takeaways and to connect with you. Come hang with me on Instagram at Hey, it's Bree Kane. Shoot me a DM and let me know your favorite parts of this episode. You can also peek at the show notes for more ways to get in touch, for any links referenced in this episode, or ways to work with me to unapologetically book out your business and your life. Don't forget to leave a rating and review. I love hearing your feedback, and I so appreciate your support in helping us connect and spread the Booked Out mission with women and moms everywhere. I'll see you on the next episode.